Recovery from addiction begins with the first step that states that we admitted we were powerless over our addiction and that our lives had become unmanageable. Taking this first step and admitting you have a problem can be confusing and frightening, but it is the foundation of all emotional healing. The next two steps build on the first. Coming to believe that a power greater than yourself could restore you to sanity, and then making a decision to turn your will and your life over to the care of God as you understand Him. So have you reached that point of brokenness? Are you crying out for the Lord to heal you, aching to be saved, rescued by the only one able to save you? Well, this meditation from Jeremiah 17 is a reflection on recovery, a return to sanity, admitting that a drowning person can't save themselves. Only a divine power outside of ourselves can ever indeed rescue us. So to begin, whether at first light, last light, or moments in between, allow the next 15 minutes to be a divine sanctuary to encounter the rescuing hand of God, a holy moment to encounter the first steps of recovery. Allow your breathing to become peaceful and your eyes to close. Just settle into wherever you are and center on this holy place, this time of surrender. In a few moments of silent reflection, believing in the healing freely offered by the Holy Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue on in this time of recovery by listening and joining in this responsive prayer from Psalm chapter 6. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, I confess I am powerless over my sin. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. O Lord, do not rebuke or punish me in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. Lord God, I confess I am powerless over my sin. And have mercy on me, and be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am weak, faint, and frail. And Lord God, I confess I am powerless over my sin. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are dismayed and anguished. And Lord God, I confess I am powerless over my sin. Let this time of stillness move you without effort into continued recovery. And spend a few more moments now receiving the divine presence as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to encounter the healing offered by God. What emotions began to rise to the surface? Did any feelings of shame keep you from accepting the healing of God? Well, take a moment to face those emotions. Be still as you become filled with the truth that by God's grace, He has taken your pain. You have life by God's grace. You have life by faith in Christ. So take a moment to whisper that confessional prayer. Lord God, I confess I am powerless over my sin. It is not by our works and good deeds that we're saved. It is by God's grace alone, through faith in Christ alone. So recognize any effort on your part to rescue yourself and then surrender to the grace of God. Your mind may wander as you try to release control. It's understandable. It's human. Certainly don't judge yourself for that. Rather, let that awareness be a reminder to return to the loving care of the Holy Father who heals. Just whisper once more, Lord God, I confess I am powerless over my sin. Allow the words to become your centering prayer. Center two on your breathing. Take several deep breaths in through your nose. Hold for a moment, and then slowly release it. Center on the gift of each breath. Acknowledge the power of the Holy Spirit within each breath. Be aware of the healing presence of God within each breath. Even as you center on the presence of God, you may still feel shame and controlling thoughts challenging you. Don't fight the thoughts, but rather remember those aren't thoughts of God. So allow them to just drift on by. And center back on your breathing and whispering the words, Lord God, I confess I am powerless over my sin. Only you can restore me to sanity. I make the decision now to turn my will and my life over to your care. For this next minute, be mindful of your breathing and being known by God. Surrender your pain by accepting the healing that God offers. Now encounter and know God even deeper as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings. Just be satisfied with the divine care as you listen to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14, from the New International Version. Listen to Jeremiah's plea. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. Did a recurring word, image, or thought come to mind? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. What thought did God's Spirit make you aware of? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to settle even deeper into an appreciation for the consistent presence of the love and care of God. lesson once more, but consider it now from the New International Reader's Version. You are the spring of water that gives life. Lord, heal me. Then I will be healed. Save me from my enemies. Then I will be saved. You are the one I praise. What within this passage most resonated with you? We'll spend a minute to allow any thoughts of self-control to float on by. Replace them with an awareness of true healing offered only by God. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once more now from the Christian Standard Bible. You are the Lord, the fountain of living water. Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What deep longings are you ready to share with him now? Spend a minute now in solitude, accepting the healing of the Father, the recovery of the Son, and the hope of the Holy Spirit. Accept their healing. While resting in imaginative contemplation, return once more to this passage, the plea from the prophet Jeremiah, the weeping prophet. Jeremiah is weeping as he calls out for people to turn back to God, to accept his healing. Jeremiah weeps at the inevitable destruction he knows comes when we try to save ourselves. So kneel with Jeremiah. Plead to God, your eyes closed, your head bowed. Confess your frailty. Confess your sin. Confess you are powerless over your sin and that your life has become unmanageable. Now feel the presence of God. His hands are resting on your head. His living water is pouring over you. Hear his voice whisper to you. My power is more significant than yours. Only I can restore you. By turning your will to me, you are healed. By turning your life over to my care, you are saved. For this next minute, let this be your contemplation. God's kind offer of mercy over your sin. Christ's righteous offer of his body as a substitute for yours. Let this be your joy-filled contemplation, righteous substitution, and divine healing. As you close your time, return to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation. Lord God, I confess I am powerless over my sin. Be mindful, too, of those you meet along the path that may be trying to manage their own sin. Show mercy to them as well, as God uses you to show them his healing love. And accept this closing benediction as a reminder you are powerless over your sin, and only God can forgive and restore you to sanity. So turn your will and your life over to the care of God. Pray, heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved. For you are the one I praise. May you know the love of Christ, the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and the forgiveness of God. And Lord, by your mercy, hear this prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Amen.